Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is 9 o'clock, it is Saturday morning, and you are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. 99.5 FM, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and all over the planet on iHeartRadio. Looks like we are officially in winter, and once again, our wonderful friends at the weather stations kind of over-promised on this, the snow we're supposed to get. I know, I was thinking, because whenever they say snow in Cincinnati, it's like the whole city shuts down.
They're the drivers, too. Coming in today, I mean, it's 37 degrees and kind of rainy.
Yeah.
People were going like 45 on the highway. I'm like, come on, man.
Not you. You tear it up. Well, you've got a truck, so.
Yeah.
So on the show today is my good friend and one of my sponsors, Rick Barrick from All Western Mortgage. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the new things that are going to come out with mortgages this year, mortgage rates, first-time home buyers, and a little bit about something you just started, hard money lending, which is something that I'm actually interested in because, number one, I'm an investor myself, but number two is a lot of my clients that I work with that are investors and they look for properties and, they keep talking about hard money. In fact, I joined a group, an investor group, Real Estate Investors Association of Greater Cincinnati. So I joined that group. And I've talked to a couple folks in there that also do hard money. I'm also meeting investors. So there's going to, obviously this is a chance for me to give you some referrals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that here a little bit. We're also going to, when I mentioned first-time home buyers, one of the things that, we're worried about across the board is affordability. So there's a blog that I wrote that has some tips and some ideas, some things that will help with first-time home buyers because, we're into a new year. And a lot of folks, are assessing their real estate needs and what they want to do right now. And I'll tell you, starting out the first couple of days back to work a couple weeks ago, I mean, I was about ready to jump off a bridge because I mean, it was quiet. I mean, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen.
That winter.
I didn't have anything going on.
Yeah.
But then Wednesday, all of a sudden, here it comes. Two investors called. Another guy wants to get his home listed, who's also someone that we know who owns Malachi.
Yeah.
Wants to get his home sold. And all of and then another buyer that I worked with or talked to a couple years ago, now she's ready. And, so there was a lot of activity. And then all of a sudden I got another investor who called me from Colorado who found my listing over in Mount Auburn. And now we just got him under contract because he had, he's using hard money, right? But he's using his guy out there, which I understand. However, it's just, all of a sudden, in this time of year, and I've noticed this in my 7 years of real estate, this is the time of year when investors really come out and start looking for either flips, which those of you that don't know what a flip is, that's buying a home that needs a rehab, like new kitchens, new appliances, new flooring, whatever.
I've got a loan for that.
I know you do. And turn it around and flip it around because, you're buying that home at below market value.
Way.
Well, one of the things that I've been finding, though, is that even those homes that need to be flipped are still priced way too high. So like if you're an investor, right, and you see one of these homes and an agent like myself, I mean, I find those homes and I send them to my clients. When you run the numbers on it to see what kind of a return you're going to get and what your margin's going to be, because most investors are not going to buy a property and flip it if they're not going to make at least $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on the deal, right?
On a flip.
On a flip.
Yeah.
Right. So if the homes are still, priced too high, they're going to sit on the market and that's going to, and of course, when a home sits on the market, we all know what happens. It's going to lose attention. There's not going to be as many buyers. Then you got to start dropping. You got to start dropping the price over and over and over again. And one of the things I know about hard money is that there's a certain time frame that you have to start paying that back. I mean, you get a little bit of a grace period, probably 3 to 6 months,
It's 3 to 6. It's 3 to 6 months, and then it depends on when. There's two different types of hard money loans.
Yeah.
But the main part of the hard money loan is the interest rate and it's interest only.
Oh yeah,
the payment is interest only. So you can have like a 12-month interest only payment, or you can have a 24-month interest only payment.
Sure.
But when it comes down to it, so if you don't know what interest only is, just think of a credit card. You know, yeah. your minimum payment on a credit card, you pay the minimum on that. It just sits there. It's just all interest.
Yeah.
That's what the payment is. You know, but it's 90 days. Is that 90 days? And still start payment.
Okay. So you got to start. Now, when you say that, is that 90 days, is that just to start the interest payment, or does that start?
Just interest payment.
What about, okay, well, we'll get into that a little bit later. I don't want to, you know, spoil everything. But, you know, just to kind of give us a little flavor of what we're going to talk about today. And also, if we can get to it today, I don't know if we will, but I was interesting that I keep hearing some scuttlebutt about the additional fees that agents charge on top of their commission. And, I've got mixed feelings
like
about
desk
it.
Fees and
well, yeah, like technology, whatever they call it, a technology fee or a broker
it's
fee.
It's like they call it a quote unquote desk fee.
A desk fee?
Yeah. It's like $4.95, $5.95.
I've seen it higher.
Oh yeah.
And to me,
typically,
so here's my perspective. You know, if we're getting paid 3% commission, now let's say we sell a $300,000 house, right? Mm-hmm. I'm the buyer's agent at 3% commission that the seller agreed to pay me, right? That's $9,000. Then of course I have my split with my broker until I cap, and that's a whole other topic of conversation, but still the same. I mean, that's still $7,000, right? So if you sell one or two of those a month and you're making $14,000 to $20,000 a month in net commission, why in the world would you need to charge an additional $300-$500 on top of it? 3% should pay all of your expenses, whether it be gas, time, you know, negotiating contracts, or going out to view the property, doing walkthroughs, dealing with inspectors and appraisers and lenders and insurance people and everything else. I mean, 3%, that's what it's there for. So anyway, but if we can get around to all of that, we will. But first, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about, one thing I love to do during the wintertime, because, you know, I'm a golfer. We're both golfers. Rick and I play golf a lot.
We try to golf.
Well, that's what the bourbon's for.
That's right.
You
do golf a lot.
I do. Well, you know what?
I do. I'm in two leagues.
I'm in one league, and then what? We play, what, two or three outings a month?
Yeah.
Something along those lines. Yeah. So
it's work.
It is. Well, you know what? It's true, because how many deals get made on the golf course?
A lot. And then we always have our phone on. I think we talked about this last month. Like,
yeah.
We're not 9 to 5.
No, we're not.
We're 24 hours.
Exactly.
You know, and the reason why, and this is what I tell loan officers that work for me, is like, if you don't answer that phone, they're going to go somewhere else.
You're missing money.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to, and that's what you have to get ingrained in your head. So, yeah, go back to the point. Like, we might golf all the time. The happy hour thing's networking and everything, but the golfing, you're still working.
You're still working.
You're networking, but you're still answering the phone. I got my I can do everything on a phone. You can do everything on your phone now.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It is. I know. I can't imagine. Gary, who had the show before me, I can't imagine what he did 20 some years ago.
I've been doing it 26 years. I'll tell you.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well. Anyway, so the point being is that during the wintertime, you know, there's not much golf going on unless you decide to travel, which, you know, I don't do because I work all the time. And people say, well, Sean,
you need to, though.
You know, it's like, dude, you need to get out and take some time
cruise,
for
man.
You. Yeah.
Three-day cruise.
We'll talk about it. Anyway, Five Iron Golf. What a wonderful location. Downtown there on 5th Street, right across from the Hilton. The simulators, I mean, everything about it, I mean, it's just a great place to go. But the great thing is that J.W. Miller, who is my coach, I met him when I first went down to Five Iron, actually for a networking event like 4 years ago, saw this place, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is like golf nirvana. This place is awesome.
That's before all these started coming up, too. Like
yeah.
The ones over in Anderson and stuff like that. It's been there for a while.
It has been. I think Five Iron was kind of the catalyst that opened up the market for all of these. Yeah, yeah. Well, there's Garage Golf over in Mount Carmel. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All in, and you have a new one behind the Mexican place in Anderson Town Center.
Really?
Yeah, I forget the name of it.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know it was there.
It just opened.
It just opened?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, so I went down there yesterday because that's what I do during the wintertime, right? Is that, you know, I want to improve my game. I don't want to be, I'm never going to be Tiger Woods or Scottie Scheffler. However, I don't like to embarrass myself by shanking the ball, even when I've had a few too many bourbons.
Yeah.
But it, you know, it's great exercise during the wintertime because, you know, I go to the gym twice a week, 2-3 times a week, you know, five iron or iron sharpens iron over in Norwood, which is great semi-private sessions with a personal trainer. But to go down and, you know, work on the golf game, again, it's just a matter of it's activity. It's keeping up. It's exercising, you know, because
it's reps.
It's reps. Yeah. And it's not sitting on your backside, you know, watching TV because there's really nothing good on anymore anyway.
True.
So, yeah, I know. I can't.
Except for Landman's pretty awesome.
I've never – Landman?
Oh, yeah. It's on Paramount.
Oh, is that the one with Billy Bob Thornton and who else is – Anyway, I know Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah, I mean,
the whipped cream bikini girl from Varsity Blues.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I just got interested. What the hell? I'm a single guy. Yeah. That's the, hey. But five iron golf is great. And if you haven't tried it, definitely go downtown and check it out. I mean, the rates are very reasonable. You can rent a simulator bay for up to, I think, 4 to 5 hours. They also have memberships. So you can be a member if you want to do that. That gives you free access to the simulators pretty much anytime you want, but they also have these leagues. So that was something else. So I actually started watching on ESPN. They have those simulator leagues, and you know, like Rory McIlroy's in there, and Akshay Batia,
and it's something else. It's awesome.
Tiger, I think captains one of the teams, and they have these competitions. And
Jupiter, that's the name of his teams. Jupiter or something Island or something like that.
Okay, well
he lives.
Yeah, that's from Florida. Yeah. Well, actually, on Instagram, I follow luxury living, and they showed like the homes of some of these golfers.
I'm so jealous.
Oh my gosh! Why didn't I? It's like, why didn't I start playing this when I was 2 years old? Good grief!
Yeah, but those guys are insane.
Oh my gosh!
They're
so
insane.
I mean, they can make that little golf ball do things that I, you know, stomp on a dime 6 inches from the hole consistently.
Even scratch golfers are like, how'd they do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like it looks so effortless.
So I know a lot of scratch golfers. I hang out with them pretty much every day.
Yeah,
and they're like, you guys, you don't understand how good these guys are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can imagine. I can totally imagine. And, I mean, we sit there and watch it on TV, but to see it live.
Yeah.
I've actually been to a couple of live tournaments. They still have it, the Firestone up there in Akron.
You ever been to Memorial?
No, I have not.
You should go.
Really?
It's awesome.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go to the one in Phoenix, the Waste Management Open.
That's a bucket list for me, man.
I know. That's got like 100,000 people, and you sit in the stands out there on 17 or 16, that par 3.
Yeah, it's a little crazy.
I know. Well, we're thinking warm, and we're thinking golf, so we know spring is around the corner. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some real estate. We're going to maybe bring up a little bit about Reds Fest because that's going on this weekend, and then we'll talk to Rick, and we'll take your calls, 513-563-1480. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We will be back in just a minute.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Jean Robert's Le Bar à Bouffe at the Edgecliff in East Walnut Hills is open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and cocktails. Savor classic French dishes, including escargot, onion soup, and beef tartare. Enjoy an authentic French dining experience in a comfortable, casual atmosphere at Le Bar à Bouffe. Chef's famous beef Wellington is a luxurious dish, carved tableside, and available for pre-order on weekend nights. And of course, Le Bar à Bouffe has the finest selection of French wine you can enjoy while you dine in or relax on the Le Bar à Bouffe patio with a lovely river view. Carryout is always available. The Le Bar à Bouffe team are awaiting your arrival. So come to Le Bar à Bouffe at the Edgecliff, 2200 Victory Parkway, with convenient parking. For reservations, call 513-751-2333 or visit lebarabouffe.com.
Many people are staying in their home rather than enduring the hassle and expense of moving. Why not renovate and keep your low-interest loan? Sloan Construction specializes in all phases of home remodeling services. Put Sloan Construction's 30 years of experience to work on your remodeling project. Whether it's a kitchen or bathroom remodel, patio deck, room addition, or decorative concrete, you can trust Sloan Construction. Call Mike Sloan today to discuss your home plan. 859-462-9365. That's 859-462-9365.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
Febreze. New Febreze Air Mist has 50% more odor fighters and up to 30% more fragrance than the old formula. So now you can take on 100% more stinky odors, like sweaty gym bags, greasy cooking smells, and the after effects of the dog rolling around in something. Just spray, and New Febreze Air instantly restores just clean freshness. Smell you later, odor.
All right, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and all over the planet on iHeartRadio. So we talked about golf, so we'll kind of put that aside, even though that kind of is my love language, and I'm excited to get the golf season going here. But speaking of seasons, you know, the Reds, now that the Bengals are done, you know, isn't it hard to believe that out of all of the head coaches in the AFC North, that Zach Taylor is the only one that...
Unbelievable.
I
can't tell you I'm not shocked. I mean, I've been a Bengals fan lifelong. And
so have I.
It's just the same old thing, honestly. It's the same old, same old. It's just, you know, you're wasting Joe Burrow's career right
you
now.
You basically are.
You know,
yeah.
You know, they say that he's the reason why he's still there, because he loves him as a coach, but...
Look, after Burrow... Because he's got a national championship. Do you really think he wants to be bungalized for, you know, for his entire career without the opportunity of actually winning and pick and getting a Lombardi Trophy? Yeah. I mean, those
scouting department.
Huh? Right.
We have like four people.
You got like four, yeah, and they're not all scouts. I think you have like one or two that actually go. It's like, oh, we watch videotape. That doesn't mean squat. You got to go see these
Shamar
kids.
Shamar Stewart, there's your one draft choice.
Oh yeah, this is another topic we could talk about all day long. Oh, good grief. Well, anyway, so, but, you know, the new convention center has opened up, and...
I just saw it on the way here.
It looks wonderful.
The Cincinnati sign looks awesome.
It looks absolutely wonderful. So, yeah, the convention center, what, $264 million to renovate that place. I'm actually excited to go check it out, even if it's not for Reds Fest.
You know what's coming up is the boat show / golf show.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up February 6th through 8th. I saw the billboard for that. Well, we're there.
Yeah.
I don't need the boat. Well, of course, I don't know. Hey, no. You know, if... Folks, but of course, if there are enough people,
I'm a window shopper when it comes to a boat. So I've been going for like 10 years, and then, you know, and I'm getting home and I get the purse strings get a little tighter.
I don't think the wife is going to let you get.
She
a boat.
She wants one. It's
she me. Wants a boat.
It's me.
Really?
Yeah.
I better get you some more business.
I know.
I better find you some more clients.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Reds Fest, and this is the first time it's been back. Because of the convention center not being there. So this is a great time to go down, and you get to interact with Reds players, Reds personnel, you look at some of the changes the Reds have made this year, not a lot, but they've brought in some more bullpen help. So that, I think that will help. However, you know, the question remains, will the Reds shell out some bucks to get a decent, you know, power bat into their lineup? They need a bat.
Need a lefty.
Yeah. A lefty power bat.
For our home field.
What did you
say? A lefty power bat.
Exactly. Because
they built it for Griffey and Dunn.
That's true.
Yeah.
And they were killing it. And, you know, Great American Ballpark is one of the best home run hitting parks in the, you know, all of baseball. Yeah. The problem is that with baseball, and, you know, this is another topic we could talk about all day. Hopefully, you know, maybe we can get Marty.
Call this a sports show.
Yeah, you know, we should get Marty Brenneman to call in. You know, there's so much disparity in Major League Baseball when it comes to salaries, because there's no salary cap.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy.
I was looking at, you look at the Dodgers. The Dodgers' payroll is like $469 million.
You know, and the Reds are like 60.
Like 130?
Whatever. You know, yeah. And then you get down to the bottom, like the Marlins, or they're like...
They're like 60 or 70 million?
Yeah, it's like 40 million is the lowest.
Yeah,
it's
insane. Well, the movie Moneyball, right? That was Brad Pitt, right. So the way he described it was, there's rich teams and there's poor teams. Then there's 50 feet of crap. Then there's us.
Yeah.
You know, and that does kind of describe it, right? So smaller market teams, it's very difficult for them to compete for World Series titles because the Mets. Yeah, the Mets, the Yankees, the Dodgers. I mean, it's insane. I mean, you know, two players, Shohei Ohtani and now Kyle Tucker, just between the two of them, that's the Reds' payroll for the entire organization.
It's over.
It's crazy. Yeah, so.
Well, Shohei is back-ended.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. That's true. All right. Let's do a quick top 10 list, and then we will get into some real estate here. So since it's wintertime and people love their coffee, I'm actually drinking a nice Twix Fix something or other from Big B Coffee.
You and your freaking drinks.
My foo-foo coffee. It's my foo-foo coffee.
Your foo-foo drinks.
My foo-foo drinks. Exactly. It's,
That's it. I like Frappuccinos.
Exactly. So, all right. So the top 10 coffee flavors for wintertime. Number 10 is toasted marshmallow. Then we have dark chocolate mint, spiced apple cider coffee, vanilla bourbon, anything bourbon, I'm good for that, as long as it's good bourbon. Chestnut praline, caramel brulee, that's at Starbucks. Cinnamon hazelnut, that does sound good. Pumpkin spice,
of course.
Pumpkin spice, I think that's on every single list. Yeah. Gingerbread coffee, and then peppermint mocha. That is the number one top 10 coffee flavor peppermint for wintertime. So, so
that going, sound like Homer Simpson. Peppermint mocha.
Coffee.
So good.
So anyway, so Reds Fest is going on this weekend and I think next weekend too. So if you want to get down there, definitely go check it out. So one of the topics for real estate this week is, I'm always curious to know what home prices are going to do. Because I've said before on a couple different occasions that the market has kind of shifted, so it's become more of a balanced market. It's not a buyer's market just yet, but it's getting there. So, in thinking that way, naturally my thought process is, well, home prices I'm sure are going to start dropping. And in some cases they are, right? But in other cases, not necessarily. So based on some research that I found, Cincinnati home values are projected to rise 1.6% in 2026, which exceeds the national growth average, right? The reason why Cincinnati homes are likely to increase is basically because there's still a lack of inventory, and there's not a lot of buyers that are like really ready and prepared to go out there and start buying, which again is going to lead to my other topic of if you're a home buyer and you want to buy but you're not sure if you can, there are a lot of barriers. Affordability wise, not necessarily lending wise, right? So there's a lot of things that a home buyer can do in terms of talking with a lender like yourself, that are, programs, down payment assistance, things like that, that can help with home buyers. I think the challenge though, and I think this is still ingrained in a lot of home buyers, is they're still, thinking of the 2 and 3% that we had during the COVID years. And, those rates are never going to come back.
Yeah. And that's another topic we're going to go over is interest rates, the drop and everything. You always see the bait and switch when you're on Facebook or something, you see a 4.99%. Well, they don't tell you that's for a 15-year, and they don't tell you that you have to pay for it and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, if we see the 3% and 2% again, it's going to be another thing like COVID. You're never going to see that again. It's just, and like fiscally for the country, it's very, very hard to get down there. Think about the lending, the rates that the bank are given that low. Refinance market, purchase market for real estate, it'll blow up. But think about everything else.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So it's something drastic like a COVID or, God forbid, like a 9/11 or something like that.
Yeah.
It needs to happen.
Something that's going to put a shock to the market.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we can't predict that. We don't know if anything like that's going to happen. Yeah. I mean, granted, certain situations that are happening around the world.
Yeah.
Could lead to something, but again, nobody thinks about that. I mean, you can't really prepare for it.
It does. That's why rates have dropped a little bit.
Yeah.
It does, like the Venezuelan thing and stuff like that. Yeah, that's going to affect the market, but is that for the long term? Probably not.
No.
That's a short. That's why people now are taking advantage of the refinances for people that mm-hmm. have purchased a home in the last 3 years that are at 7.
Yes.
And they're 7.25.
Yeah.
Now you're in the, we can get you in the, into the mid to upper fives right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I know we'll just go on that now. Is that
yeah, sure. When, go you, ahead,
when
let's
you're
talk.
Looking, yeah, when you're looking to, in the refinance market, you know, I mean, that's all I did for the first literally like 10 years I was in this business.
You know, refis?
So, yeah. This is back in, you know, I started, this is my 26th year doing it.
Yeah.
I didn't do it really. They called me Refi Rick on my own company.
Okay. I can see
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Back in the day, I was doing, that's all I did. I never really did a purchase.
Yeah.
You know, until the market started changing, rates started going up, stuff, and then COVID hit. But,
right.
You know, when you look at refinancing, you need to look at it. Does it make sense for you? You know, oh my God, it's everybody's about interest rate. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but you can look at lowering your term and stuff. But typically, if you're going to stay on like a 30-year mortgage, you want to go down at least 1%.
Oh, easily.
Not more.
Well, on average, if you get, okay, so, and we talked about this last month with all of these new mortgage programs that were being proposed, like this 50-year mortgage and all this other stuff, which I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
However, on average, a person doesn't even stay in a home that they buy for more than like, what, 12 years?
I think that's
kind of the max.
Yeah, on our lending side, either a person moves or refinances every 7 years.
Right.
Pulls equity out, pulls a second mortgage because their equity goes up. They mm-hmm. use a home equity line of credit, something like that. But it's normally, the average is 7 years they do something.
Sure.
You know, whether it be, like I said, pull cash out to improve their house, something like that. Or refinance to a lower rate or lower term, going from like a 30 to a 20 year or something like that.
And that makes sense because also when you consider the fact that real estate doesn't really depreciate, it appreciates. I mean, the average appreciation percentage for home value is like around 3% on it. That's that kind of the national average.
Yeah.
So if you see your home value going up, you know it's going to go up. 7 years down the road, you buy it at $200,000. Now it's worth, you know, $300,000.
As long as the market keeps doing that.
Right.
So that's what got us in trouble back in 2010. Remember, everybody thought it was going to appreciate. And then when the mortgage market crashed, everything depreciated.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
So that's why it's
so a lot to unpack there, and we've got more to talk about on that and hard money loans and a few other topics on real estate. So remember, give us a call if you want to ask Rick and I a question, 513-563-1480. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans of rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrick, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
Honey, I can't get this done. I'll have to call a plumber.
We'll make it Zins Plumbing. I've never heard anything but the best about them.
Why's that?
They're a longtime local family-owned firm that I know I can trust.
Zins Plumbing? Okay, I'll call them.
Zins Plumbing, can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. My wife gave me strict orders to call only you.
Well, we appreciate that. We do try to be the best plumbing firm in town, and we've been at it close to 40 years now.
Well, how do you charge? Do I get a shock when I see the bill?
With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know how much a job will cost before we start. We bill on a flat rate basis, not an inefficient hourly billing system.
How soon can I get service?
Usually on the same day. We work within a 2-hour time frame.
That sounds great.
Zins Plumbing is great. Ask anyone who knows. Call them at 513-681-2501. 681-2501.
Doctor, prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications that are all over the news, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelfie. And if you qualify, you can get medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1s at 80 to 90% savings without insurance. All 100% online.
Wait, I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No long wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelfie can provide semaglutide and tirzepatide, the active ingredient and Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less and ship direct to your door.
Amazing. How do I get started?
Just send them a text.
Text JOY to 797979 to get started today with Zelfie. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic for 80 to 90% less, 100% online. Don't wait. Text JOY to 797979 right now for your exclusive offer. Text JOY to 797979. That's JOY to 797979.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. 1480 AM, 99.5, and 107.9 FM, and all over the place with iHeartRadio. It's the bottom half of the hour, so we've kind of like rounded third and heading for home. See, baseball.
Yeah.
Spring, spring, spring. We need warm weather.
To say that. Joe Nuxall.
Yeah. Well, you know,
it's on the side of the stadium.
Yep. Well, and it's still there. They need to replace some of the lights that are there. But, the piece of trivia about Joe Nuxall, you know, he was the youngest person 15? Or youngest player ever to appear. He was 15 years old.
Yep. I mean, 15. You know I'm a baseball weirdo.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Actually, I just got a book that I found online, and it was a kind of a chronicle of the Big Red Machine of the 70s.
Yeah.
And I haven't started reading it yet because, well, I don't have time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a good looking book. So, I mean, I'm excited.
Does it come in audio? Because
you know what? I believe it.
I think
everything comes in audio. because when I listen to a millionaire real estate agent from Gary Keller, you know, I have that on my phone, and I plug it through my car. Yep. It's amazing what technology does these days. You know, it used to be, you know, you would sit, you know, to read a, I mean, you actually physically had to read the book. You had to go buy the book or get it out of the library, and you had to check a book out.
Write your name on it when.
Yeah, you write your name on the little card that in the back cover, and then
we're so old.
And if it was late, you know, Sister Mary Catherine would be calling, Mr. Dennedy, we need that book back. You know,
see, that's that Catholic education, and in a public school, they're just like, you're going to get fined.
Oh, is
25 cents a day? This is back in, obviously in the 80s.
Well, yeah, that's well, know? Yeah. Well, my mom being a school teacher for 30 years, I mean, good Lord, I mean, it, you know, if that book was like a day, you were getting a detention.
No, DT Dennedy.
DT Dennedy. Yeah, I love you, Mom. So, yeah, oh, man, the good old day. I mean, we could have a show just on stuff that, like, doesn't even exist anymore. Like,
we should do that.
Yeah, you know what? Well, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Even though I know my listeners are, you know, hopeful to hear real estate stuff, but,
you know, it gets boring. Every once in a while.
Well, I think I go off topic every week.
Especially when I'm here.
Well, and for my listeners out there that don't know, I mean, Rick and I have known each other basically since we were in diapers.
Yeah,
and
it's been a long time.
Yeah, his mom and dad were really good friends with my mom and dad and so on and so on and so on. Aunt Sue and Uncle Dick and Aunt Judy and Uncle Larry. Yep. Anyway.
Not by blood, but spent enough time together.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Close enough. So. Anyway, so we've been kind of going around with homebuyers here, and, you know, when I mentioned at the top of the show, one of the things that you hear this now, and it's a topic that's in everybody's mind, it's affordability, right? So when we talk about, you know, consumer prices, when we talk about commodity prices, when we talk about whatever, you know, you go to the grocery store, is your food bill coming down, or is your grocery bill coming down a little bit? Yes, we see gas prices coming down. Unfortunately, you know, we are a society that we're so tuned into what you hear on, you know, the radio, well, radio news programs, not necessarily my show, because my show is awesome.
Yeah. Air quotes.
Quotes, yeah. News, yeah. News from quote-unquote journalists.
Yeah.
You know, what, 5, 9, 12, 19, Fox News, CNN, yeah. MS, whatever the hell they call them. Heck,
MSNBC.
They call themselves.
Ugh. Yeah.
Anyway. The bottom line is you can't believe it's a lot of it is sensationalized, right? And if you are a home buyer and you truly want to buy a home this year, because let's face it, folks, if you're renting and you enjoy it, great. Stay in your lane. If you like that, perfect. And I understand it because folks that rent don't want to have to deal with, you know, mowing lawns, fixing roofs, replacing air conditioners, that kind of thing. Okay. However, you are paying somebody else's mortgage.
Yeah, you got to look at it as an investment.
It is. Yeah. Because your money, I mean, not to sound so cruel about it, but it is kind of the truth. You're basically wasting $1,000, $2,000 a month. Yeah. I mean, that money just goes to that. It doesn't help you.
Someone else's mortgage.
Yeah, it's somebody else's mortgage.
Someone else's bank account.
So you're making somebody else rich.
Yeah.
And, you know, an interesting, you know what, a scary thing I heard, and it's actually a true statistic that I think it's between people of between the ages of 35 and 50 cannot write a $1,000 check in a case of emergency. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I mean, it's hard times out there for a lot of people, you know, but that's, they don't have that emergency fund or, you know, they're paycheck by paycheck to paycheck.
Right. So then it becomes a matter of, and that's when we'll have Art Jarvis on next week, who's a financial advisor. We can talk about how to save a little bit better.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something before I get into my home buyer topic real quick. One of the things that I've actually done is it is rare, I mean rare, that you will find me eating out, going to a restaurant for dinner, going to a you know, quick place for lunch. I actually bring lunch to my office, a little thing of soup, a little salad. I'm probably saving $600-$700 a month just by doing that.
Yeah.
Right? And that's critical. Now, granted, you know, and if everybody did that, imagine cutting out one night out a week and cooking at home or eating your meal at home or eating a lunch.
As long as it's not happy hour, it's fine.
Well, happy hour is different. I mean, at least you get half price drinks.
That's right.
give me another one. Hit me. Anyway, so.
You're right. Saving money. Like I don't go out for lunch anymore. I did yesterday for the first time in probably a month. Because I met an agent. But normally I'm like dad. You know, my dad goes to Kroger and gets Lean Cuisines or whatever his frozen meals are for the week, and that's what his lunch is for the week.
Exactly.
That's what I do.
I meal prep. I mean, I buy, you know, a week's worth of pork chops, I marinate them, I cook them on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't do all that.
Oh, I do, but
I don't do all that.
Yeah, but I don't have a wife and kids. I have
that's
time.
True.
I have time to do all that stuff. So, anyway, so I wrote a blog a couple weeks ago. You know, that basically says "priced out" as a question mark. 7 creative ways to buy your first home when 75% of Americans can't afford one. Right. So, I mean, let's be honest. The housing market feels somewhat impossible. Right. 75% of Americans unable to afford the median priced home, which right now is over $300,000. So you might think home ownership is, you know, a distant dream, but here's the thing. There are creative ways. There are buyers that are out there that are still making it happen. And, you know, if you're a home buyer out there, you know, thinking about it, you can do the same thing. The key isn't waiting for prices to drop because, you know, spoiler alert, they probably won't anytime soon. And I just gave you some information in an article that says home prices are going to go up 1.6% in the Cincinnati market this year alone. Yeah. So here's something and I found this to be really interesting when I researched this. Team up. Number one, co-buying is the new normal. Co-buying isn't just a trendy thing. It's actually pretty practical. So about 32% of Gen Z buyers are considering partnering with friends or family to purchase homes, you know, and for good reason. When you co-buy, you're literally cutting your expenses in half while doubling your buying power. So how does it work? Well, you pool your down payment funds, right? So if you're, you know, a couple of buddies want to buy a home, you know, and I think it's great because, you know, again, when we were young, when we had roommates, we went and rented, you know, we had an apartment, right? You know, college, just out of college, we didn't live alone. We had roommates. So why not, instead of, if you don't want to rent, if you want to buy, take your roommates, to bring your roommates together. These are obviously people
you
that you have
really
to trust.
Trust
you really got to trust these folks, man.
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
Because that could, I mean, it's like, you
there's
know, there's one thing you don't talk about when you go places is what? Religion and politics.
Right.
You know, but if you don't trust someone or you get into something like a mortgage.
Sure.
On a title with someone you trust and then things go sideways, that's a nightmare. So,
could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can happen. I mean, there are pitfalls to it. However, yeah.
But it does, the affordability for sure.
Right. So, you know, you're pooling your down payment funds, you're splitting monthly mortgage payments, you're sharing the maintenance costs, and you're at, you know, access neighborhoods you couldn't even afford, right? Mm-hmm. So, instead of having, you know, if you're single trying to buy a home and your budget's maybe $200,000, which that basically will get you, you know, a two bedroom or a small three bedroom house under 1,000 square feet somewhere over on the west side of town.
Yeah.
No offense, but the west side does have a lot of good value. But if you want to live, like, say, in an Anderson Township, or if you want to live in Milford, or if you want to live in Loveland.
Mason.
Yeah. Oh, Mason's ridiculous.
Loveland, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So if you want to live in those areas, you know, there's no, you're not going to find anything $200,000.
You can go out east.
Not even a condo.
Well, yeah, east.
Yeah, but what if you work downtown?
$275,000, man.
I know. Well, okay. You're playing devil's advocate.
I know. I'm trying.
I get it. No, it's all good. It's all good.
We like houses everywhere.
Exactly. Buy a house. All right. But here's a tip. If you're going to do that, if you're going to get a bunch of buddies together and say, okay, let's buy this house together, you know, John, Paul, and Ringo, before you shake hands on that, hire a real estate attorney to draft a co-ownership agreement. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the document should spell out who pays for what, how you'll handle repairs, and what happens if one person wants to sell. Clear agreements now prevent messy situations later. So almost, you know, it's not like necessarily a prenup, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it does set and create some boundaries.
You know who can do that for you is your title company as well.
That's true, because title companies generally have an attorney.
No, you have to.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do it separate. So if you do that, that can be part of the title work, whoever loan officer or lender you go through,
mm-hmm.
whatever title company, if they know it, they can ask that to be prepared and signed and notarized at the closing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's a great idea. So, yeah, and you're right. Every title company does have a real estate attorney that can draft something up for you. So again, if you are a group of individuals that trust each other enough, regardless of, you know, that trust, anything can break that down.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, that's an important tip.
And you can have up to 6 people on a loan.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize. I didn't understand. Yeah. Know that.
And you have, a non-occupant co-bar as well. So if I wanted to buy a house,
uh-huh.
and then I need help from, I don't know, my sister.
Sure.
Okay. She can be a co-buyer.
You really think Trisha would help you?
No, hell no. But
sorry, Trish, we love you.
But, it would, They could be a co-borrower on the loan
mm-hmm.
and not live there.
That's
so
really interesting.
It's a non-occupant co-bar, so that's another option of lending.
Awesome. Well, those are some great tips, folks, and we've got a few more to give you here in our final segment, so we're going to take a quick break. Remember, if you want to ask Rick and I a question, 513-563-1480. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Chicago, Styx, the Windy Cities Tour. Finally, two iconic bands together for the first time. August 6th, Riverbend Music Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and Riverbend.org. Don't miss Chicago and Styx. All the hits. Your kind of tour.
Guys, if you're tired of overpaying for your ED medications, Save Discount Drugs has the answer. I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs in Covington. At Save Discount Drugs, we offer generic versions of Cialis and Viagra for just $5 a tablet. So stop overpaying and call us today at 859-431-2857. Save Discount Drugs also offers everyday low pricing on all of our medications, and we can fill most prescriptions in 15 minutes or less. We also offer free deliveries to Covington and surrounding communities, including Newport, Bellevue, and Dayton, Kentucky. Call us today to find out more. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857. Save Discount Drugs is located at 716 Madison Avenue, one half block south of Hotel Covington. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857. for savediscountdrugs.com.
When Bud Herbert founded his company 70 years ago, he could not have imagined the innovation of the 2025 John Deere Gator lineup, like the all-new XUV 845 Gator utility vehicle featuring an all-new larger cargo box with increased capacity, factory-installed cab with heat and AC with a roomier 60-40 split bench seat, in-dash controls with a tilt steering wheel powered by a larger 54-horsepower engine, and the John Deere XUV 845 Gator can accommodate over 100 factory attachments. Bud Herbert, your family-owned hometown equipment dealer, online at budherbertmotors.com.
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in 5 historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are raiding the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
All right, folks, we are here in the home stretch of the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is, 99.5 FM, 107.9, and all over the place with iHeartRadio. So before we went to break, we were talking about some creative ways that you as a home buyer, if that is a goal that you have this year, we have, or I have, some tips and some workarounds that can help. So we talked a little bit about co-buying with friends and having a attorney draft an agreement between all parties that want to purchase the home. One thing here that, and this Rick can probably help us out with this one too, is get sellers to pay your way down. And that also includes lenders can help pay your way down through down payment assistance.
Yep.
And there's a couple different programs out there. And as far as the seller's side goes, so when you have a loan and you get a mortgage loan, you have your down payment, you have your prepays, and you have your closing costs. And that's kind of the 10,000-foot view. Closing costs are where I can come in to help sellers pay down some of those costs so you as the home buyer don't have to worry about it. The less out of pocket, the better. And of course, that's also going to give you a reserve, because when you move into a home, you should ultimately 100% have some kind of a reserve stockpile of cash in case of an emergency. Now, there are ways to mitigate that with a home warranty that will help protect your, you know, mechanical systems and your appliances. But if something hits your roof, if you have, for some ungodly reason, a flood, and you're not in a floodplain and you don't have flood insurance, that isn't required, you need to have a reserve in place to cover those emergency expenses. But on the front end, when we talk about down payment assistance, you know, there's so many different programs. So why don't, Rick, I know there's OFA, which is Ohio. Well, give us a little rundown, and then we can talk about some hard money. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the down payment assistance. There's basically two types. There's a grant.
Yeah.
And then there's a second lien they put on, like a second mortgage, to give you the down payment assistance. So OFA, the Ohio Financial Assistance, they go up to 5% assistance. So if you're buying $100,000 house, they get up to $5,000.
Sure.
Better interest rates than doing a grant, because they put a lien on your house for that $5,000, and then but you don't have to pay it.
You know,
it was just a lien in case you sell or move. And then if you sell or move, 7 years.
You have to be in a house a certain amount of time for that.
Years. Okay. And it goes down a percentage each year to that seventh year. So say if you're in it for 4 years, you sell, mm-hmm. you don't have to pay back the full $5,000. It goes down a certain percentage each year.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So interest rates are a little bit better on that program. On that program, and really in any down payment assistance, there are credit scores you have to have, a minimum credit score.
Correct.
And a minimum debt-to-income ratio, which is the percentage of your gross income compared to your open liabilities, like your credit cards, car payment, and your mortgage payment.
Well, and that actually brings up a good point when you said gross income. So when you look at your paychecks every 2 weeks, if you are a W-2 employee, it's that number before taxes is essentially what
that is. If you're on a salary for 100, we use 100.
Yeah, exactly.
50,000. Yeah. So the other one was a grant. You know, it's a Community First grant. It's through the, it's backed by U.S. Bank as well. But that, they just give you the money. It's just a grant, and it said there's no second mortgage. There's no anything like that. It's a grant. They give you the money at closing for that to go up to 4% down. Interest rates are a little bit higher than that because there's no lien.
Right.
They basically give you the money, and then I believe after six payments, then you can do whatever you want.
Well, but if the interest rate's a little bit higher, that's probably why. So I mean, the banks are not just going to give money away right. without getting something back.
Yeah, that's the reason. I mean, we're talking, you know, 0.5%. We're not
those greedy.
Yeah, but it's just and it's harder to qualify for. Honestly,
well, that's true.
You know, little higher credit scores, a little difference in that. But I mean, and there's other down payment assistance. We've got Nationwide. We can go. We've got a down payment assistant goes down to 600 credit score.
Oh, wow.
You know, okay. We've got one down payment assistance that goes out as a 580.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, those are FHA products. Those are a little
sure.
bit different. That would take me a very long time to explain.
Yeah.
You know, but a good thing about down payment assistance as well is that they're not just for conventional and FHA loans. You can also do down payment assistance on a VA and USDA loan. So on those two loans, if you're a veteran and you are out in a rural, say like Brown, you know,
oh, yeah, yeah,
Claremont
yeah.
County, that's 0% down. Right.
Okay.
But you can do down payment assistance to cover cost.
Wasn't there still the VA funding fee, or does that cover that?
That gets put on top of that.
Okay.
So
okay.
a VA funding fee, if you're not disabled and you're not discharged on medically discharged from the
yeah.
from the whichever armed forces you're in, you have a funding fee that the VA charges for you.
Sure. Yeah.
It's normally 1.3% on a first time you use your
benefit.
Benefit.
Yeah.
But that's put on top of the loan. So if you're buying, again, $100,000 house, that's $1,300. So your loan amount's going to be $101,300 instead of $100.
Okay. Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then down payment assistance will go on top of it. So if like, Sean, you can't put a bid on, you can't get the seller to pay any closing costs, and the veteran has, like, $1,000 in the bank, good credit, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and can get in it, the down payment assistance can give you up to $5,000.
That's okay.
To cover on top of it, so...
Right, and that's just for, you know, I guess traditional home buyers. Now, when yeah. it comes to hard money, that's a little bit of a different story.
Well, hard money is basically an investor,
you right?
know, investor loan. So, hard money loan is so if you're self-employed, you're a seasoned investor, or you're just getting it's two or more, you need to have to do a hard money loan.
Okay, two or more what? Two or more properties?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Just
then,
clarifying.
Yeah, but then you can. What we'll do is we'll give you the money. You don't have to qualify like you have to do for a conventional mortgage or an FHA mortgage.
Sure.
It's a higher interest rate.
Of course.
Yeah. But on a hard money loan, the payment is interest only, like I said earlier in the show.
Yeah.
For 12 to 24 months, depending upon what program.
Okay.
Okay.
So on a hard money loan, does that – okay, so we got a few minutes. We got a couple of minutes left. So let's say I find a house and it's a flip opportunity. Let's say it's – you know, $100,000 with the ARV around 300. So, do you loan on that entire 300?
We loan on we loan up to 70% of what the house will be worth once fixed.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. So, in essence, that would be $270,000.
Yeah, and that gives you the money to
okay
fix it.
And how does that? Do you send out an appraiser, or like say, if I as an agent that runs CMAs, which are called, you know, basically a price analysis?
Yeah.
Of what the home could be, ARV, which is the average resale value of the home after yeah. it's been fixed up. Do you go off a report that I give you, or does it go, how does that work?
So, no, we use that for the, when we order the appraisal, but then we'll go, there's a, when the appraiser goes out there, there's an as is value.
Sure.
And then there's a subject to value.
Ah,
the subject to value.
Oh, okay.
Is subject to these completions. This is what your house is going to be.
Move in ready.
That's the value we go off. And sometimes we need two appraisals. Depending upon what the value is and what the loan amount is.
Right.
But it's the subject to value is what we'll go off of in the fix. And then once it's okay. done, you know, and you want to pay back that hard money, you want to refinance it, pay it back or whatever,
mm-hmm.
then we get appraisal, it's as is, and it'll be that.
So one of the things that I've heard is that with hard money, you know, you get it for a certain period of time, and now if it's a flip, then you pay all that.
We
back.
Have a fix and flip loan, which is kind of like a hard money loan. So
okay.
it's basically like, you know, same thing. We'll go to subject to value. So once it's completed, mm-hmm. but that interest rate's lower because they're going to flip it and pay off that mortgage. On a hard money loan, they give you 2 years. On a fixed money loan, on a fix and flip, it's like 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So
a lot of investors use that. They're flipping.
Correct. Well, right. Yeah. Because, you know, a flipper, obviously, you know, if they find a good property, and actually, you know, I'm dealing with one of my investors now, we found he found a property up near Dayton, Ohio that's like, what, $45,000.
And fixed, it's like 200.
Yeah, well, actually, it could be worth more than that. Yeah. I looked at a couple comps, and I've got to run the numbers on it, you know, after the show. But you know, again, like I said at the top of the show, if an investor is going to know that they're going to get $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 or more once the house is flipped and sold, but again, it's all subject to, like you said, it's a subject to appraisal, right? So,
in my opinion, though, this is just my opinion. Like, if you're an investor. Okay, and you want to have your money work for you. You don't want to go in debt. So those loans are perfect for that because you're going to make your money and pay back the money that you're already borrowing. You're not taking money out of your savings except for the down payment when you buy the house, but you're getting that back.
Right.
You know what I mean? And eventually, like, a perfect investor would be like, I'm making all this money, then I'm going to go buy it with cash. That would be in a perfect scenario, right?
In a perfect world, yes.
You know what I mean? But to get to that point, you have to have hard money loans and stuff like that to get to there.
Well, sure.
You know, so.
Well, because then you're stockpiling cash. And then when you start buying properties with cash and then you get, you know, when you sell it, you know, obviously you're going to get a big check, whether that buyer is going to finance it or give you cash.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're increasing your cash flow. You know, but I am finding that a lot of investors are doing a flip and hold, right? So you can build a property up, you can hold it, rent it out, as long as the rent rates are good. And there's all types of different calculations to determine things like, you know, your cash on cash return, what's your cap rate, which are things that, well, we don't have any time to try and explain
and also when you do these loans, you can also, if you decide to keep it, you can refinance it to a traditional mortgage.
This is true.
You know what I mean? So
if
you fix this house up, you're like, holy cow, I'm getting way over, then I can refinance it to it.
Well, folks, we unpacked a lot of good information for you today. So I hope you, my listeners, and you out there got some good tips on home buying and hard money loans. And Rick, again, is a sponsor of this show, so he will be on once a month. So we'll get him back here sometime in February, probably around my birthday, and I'll bring the bourbon.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
So,
I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. If you need to reach out to Rick, what's a good way for my listeners to call
513-383-2923, or email is rbarrick, B-A-R-R-I-C-K, at allwestern.com.
All right. And, of course, the easiest way to get a hold of me is 513-227-4284 if you have questions about real estate or anything on the show today. And I want to thank – and next week we will have Art Jarvis from Jarvis Global Investments.
Hello,
so we're going to talk about savings and investing and everything else, which is great, you know, because things are happening in the world with money and got to learn how to save it and do better with it. So thanks, everyone. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, and we'll see you all next week. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.